I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. It's time now for our weekly sports update with NPR's Tony Cox. And Tony, as you know, I'm not really into sports, but I do love good drama. So please tell me you're going to be talking about Kobe.
Let's see, Kobe. Oh, yeah, we will be talking about that guy because he's starring in that long-running soap opera that we are now calling As the Lakers Turn. But before that, we have Joe Torre rising on the West Coast and the countdown to the battle of the NFL's two best teams. And, of course, to talk about all of that, we have New York Times sports columnist Bill Roden. So, Bill, how you doing?
The great Tony Cox. I'm doing great.
Then let's start with baseball, because the Yankees have taken over the headlines, even though Boston won the World Series, and that's because of the changes and the manager's spot. Joe Girardi coming in, Joe Torre going out. Let's talk about Torre first. Coming to the Dodgers, not official, but come on, you know it's going to happen. How big a deal is that going to be for the Dodgers?
Well, it's a big deal, Tony, it's a fascinating intrigue. We're now transferring the drama of New York is spilling over into L.A., which, of course, L.A. loves drama, and I got to tell you, you guys are going to have a soap opera out there. I got to tell you.
But we're used to that already, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be a soap opera, and you know, I just think that it reminds me of the jilted lover who then embraces somebody else on the rebound. And I think in this case, the Dodgers are the rebound team. And I think everybody's going to be in for a rude awakening because, you know, if you look at Joe, and Joe's a good guy and all that kind of stuff, but when he got to New York, remember, he was in the broadcast booth in Los Angeles.
That's right, with the Angels.
With the Angels. And he was never known, Tony, as a great manager. He'd been fired from two jobs at least. And he fell into a wonderful situation in New York. He had a young team of Jeters and Bernie Williams, Mariano Rivera, Posada. He had a team, a perfect team. It's like, you know, you're playing bid whisk and you got that Boston hand. And his team was on the rise.
You're saying they won not because of Joe Torre?
Well, I don't want to diminish him, but he was just a perfect complement. What Joe had to do is basically steer the ship. He didn't have to fix the boiler. He didn't have to repair the engine. He didn't have to fix redo the deck. You know, is it Joe? We've got you a state of the art ship.
Right.
All we want you to do
is drive.
Don't run into that iceberg.
Gotcha. Listen, let me jump in with one other thing on baseball before we move along, because
yeah.
Girardi, as we know, is moving into New York. One thing I thought was interesting, and your colleague at the New York Times, Murray Chass, wrote about it, that the Dodgers were able to interview Joe Torre without interviewing any minority candidates for the job, like his rule says they were supposed to.
Yeah, Tony, that's a horrible precedent. And I think it's just one more, it underlines, I think, Bud Selig's weakness, I believe, as a leader, not as a commissioner, but as a leader. You just don't make those kind of loopholes because, as you know, those loopholes are going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. He's now set a very dangerous precedent.
Well, he did it, he said, because the Dodgers have what he said was a very good record as far as diversity in the front office. But moving on. Let's talk about one other. Let's jump from baseball to basketball and Kobe Bryant and this free agent issue. But my question to you is this. Kobe Bryant is making all of this noise, talking, yammering. And by contrast, Alex Rodriguez leaves the Yankees and he has a mouthpiece and his agent, Scott Boras, doing all the talking. Why isn't someone else speaking for Kobe instead of Kobe doing all the talking himself?
Yeah, Kobe needs to shut up, really, with all due respect. He and it's funny you mentioned A-Rod because they're in the same situation. These huge talents with overpriced contracts that will wreck a team's infrastructure if they take him. You know, you're talking about Kobe going to Chicago, and Chicago's going to have to mortgage its soul. I think Kobe is just digging himself deeper and deeper and deeper in a public relations hole because the more you hear him talk and whine and cry, the less you like him, you know. And with A-Rod, I think A-Rod is doing. You pay your agent to be the bad guy, okay? And Boras, that's his job, is to be the bad guy. Kobe is becoming the bad guy, and I think it's going to really hurt him. You know, people, given all the stuff that he's been through, he just needs to really just be quiet. Let your agent do his job. Let him do your bidding. Just be quiet. And because you know, at the end of the day, there's no better place for Kobe Bryant than Los Angeles.
Well, you would think so. We'll have to keep our eyes on it because there's no telling. It's a day-to-day-to-day situation out here with Kobe and the Lakers. One more topic before we get away. That's the big game coming up Sunday. New England versus the Colts. New England favored by 4-5 right now. Who do you like?
I like New England to win the game. I like Indianapolis to repeat as Super Bowl champions. And I think that that's how Tony Dungy sees it. He sees this as a very big game, but it's only one stop along in the promised land. The promised land is the Super Bowl. And I think he's been telling his team, listen, you know, we got bigger fish to fry. It's a big game. We want to win it, but we want to win the Super Bowl. And I think that because of everything that New England has been through with Cameragate and Bill Belichick being sort of painted as a villain, I think this game means a lot more to Belichick and the Patriots than it does to the Colts.
Well, you're one of the few who thinks that way. Also, if they lose, the Colts, that means they will have to probably go and play in New England in the cold weather where they haven't played so well.
Well, but see, that's what I'm saying, Tony. We don't know that yet. It's a long season. There's a lot of football left to play. And New England has got a lot of – they've got some pretty tough games coming along. So it's not clear – and that's what I'm saying. It's not clear that if Indianapolis loses this, then they lose home field advantage. I just think that we're going to be surprised by how this season plays off. But it's a wonderful game. But I just think that the Colts are looking at a bigger picture.
All right. I tell you what, we're going to talk about this after Sunday.
Who do you think is going to win, Tony?
I think the Colts are going to win.
Okay.
All right. I'll call you and we'll talk about it. Bill, thank you very much.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, Tony.
That was NPR's Tony Cox speaking with New York Times sports columnist Bill Roden. Roden is also the author of the book $40 Million Slaves, The Rise, Fall, and Redemption of the Black Athlete.